as we move to the final parsha in the book of Shemot, a number of things need to become clarified and to become settled. The greatest events were obviously the leaving of Egypt, and afterwards followed by the receiving of the Torah at Sinai. All of that was severely compromised by the sin of the golden calf, which in a sense hovers above the entire book. The building of the Mishkan was said to be some type of a forgiveness or way of coming closer. And even if we were to follow the opinions that the instructions for the Mishkan preceded the sin of the golden calf, there's still a very big question, and that is, will the Mishkan become complete, and will it work after the sin of the golden calf? So as we approach now this final portion, we're told all the things that Moshe instructs, that God had previously instructed Moshe, all of these things come to fruition, and the Mishkan is complete. One of the interesting things in the beginning of Parshat Pekudei is that we have an accounting taking place, how much money was raised. In terms of Jewish law, there's a sensibility that when money is concerned, it should not be only one person overseeing it. In this particular case, the only person oversees it apparently is Moshe. So that seems to be inappropriate. One of the reasons to do this is in order to avoid suspicion that maybe somebody did something either on purpose or by accident which was mistaken. So it's always good to have a couple of people overseeing charitable causes. But here it's only Moshe who's involved. And it would seem to be that there's something over here which is part of the healing process. When the Jews sinned with the golden calf, to a certain extent, they lost their trust in Moshe. Before Mount Sinai, God said to Moshe, this will be transformative in the sense that people will believe in you forever. Now that's true. People still believe in Moshe. Obviously, not all people, not all Jews, not all of humanity believe in Moshe, but Moshe is still believed today. But the sin of the golden calf also had that element in it. Not that they didn't believe that Moshe was authentic, but rather Moshe became marginalized. And that became part of the recipe to get to this golden calf. It would seem, therefore, to be that putting all of this responsibility in terms of the Mishkan on Moshe is specifically necessary for the people to regain the trust in Moshe. And that actually explains how they could have trusted him with the money. If they trust that Moshe is hearing the word of God, I don't want to say on a daily, weekly, or whatever basis it was, the laws that we follow because God said them to Moshe, and we trust Moshe on this. So therefore, it would seem to be that part of the healing after the golden calf includes the trusting of Moshe. When we complete the Mishkan, various people donated, and various people worked on things, and there were artisans and so on. But at the very end, we're told that what Moshe's part is. Moshe puts it together. The rabbis tell us in the Midrash that no one else could put it together. It was only Moshe. Which means once again we see over here that part of this process of the completion of the Mishkan is also healing the relationship that we have with Moshe. And that leads us to the final scene. The final scene in the book is one where the Mishkan is now complete. It's all together. And a cloud comes down and the cloud hovers over it. Anybody who's sensitive with the language, and the Ramban spells this out for us quite clearly, it's reminiscent of the cloud that came on Mount Sinai. The message seems to be quite clear. Whatever collective trauma had taken place with the sin of the golden calf, whatever was messed up by having sinned, now we're at a very similar stage. Just like at Mount Sinai, Moshe had the primary role. And of course, ironically, because he goes up to the mountain is what leaves him away from the community and allows them to sin. Now Moshe is back. Moshe collected the money. Moshe puts the Mishkan up. And now with the cloud coming down, it has to remind everybody of that moment of Mount Sinai when Moshe went up into the mountain. Of course, now Moshe doesn't disappear. He doesn't leave them. The word of God is going to come out from the midst of the Mishkan, and we'll call to Moshe. But that's another story, and that's another book. But for us, the book ends on a happy note. Yes, we left Egypt. Yes, we received the Torah. But most important, despite everything that had happened, with the cloud entering into the Mishkan, we all know that not only is Moshe with us, but God is still with us.